Well, this guy could be one cool dude because he's the Valley Private's rhythm specialist. But he's a cardiologist, and the rhythm we're talking about is not the beat of drums, it is the beat of your heart. And in an athlete who puts their heart under stresses that would not be common in everyday life for mere citizens, that rhythm can result in there could be dire consequences if there is a problem and it needs to be addressed, and hopefully with modern science can be counted and back onto the field they go. Good evening to you, Dr. Swale.
Good evening, how are you?
Very well. A little confused, I was calling it eurythmia and Matt's Whale.
Yeah, we don't have any Linux in our lab, so.
Well, I think you should consider that. Now, just give us a quick snapshot, Doc, and thanks for joining us, of what an arrhythmia is.
Okay. So the heart has a standard electrical pattern that makes it beat. And although it's a muscle, the electrical activation that goes from cell to cell is what makes the heart actually squeeze in a certain time.
Mm.
And we all have a natural pacemaker.
Yeah.
And we all have natural connections through those cells that make the heart beat in a certain rhythm.
Mm.
Now, there are a couple of ways that we can see rhythm problems when we're dealing with athletes. In the younger crowd, we will sometimes see people who are born with a slightly differently shaped heart, or we'll see people who are born with extra electrical connections. Now, if you've got abnormal connections, it can cause what we call palpitations, which is where we feel the heart race.
Mm.
And in some people, that can be a sign of further rhythm problems that could be trouble down the track. As we all get a bit older, there are other rhythm problems that we can develop. And as the heart ages, one of those common rhythms is atrial fibrillation. And it's an irregular rhythm of the heart that comes from the left-hand top side for most people. And it causes an irregular beat, difficulty exercising, shortness of breath. And there's many well-known people who have this kind of problem.
Wowza. And is it... If somebody's got an arrhythmia, it doesn't necessarily mean they've got a diseased heart, does it?
Not necessarily, no. So we see abnormal rhythms in people with normally shaped hearts.
Yeah.
And some of those rhythm changes are just a bit of an annoyance. And we tend to prefer to leave a lot of those alone.
Yeah.
We don't like giving medications to people unless they're really going to do a good job and they're going to change something. So sometimes simple lifestyle measures, monitoring your alcohol intake, making sure you're at a good weight, a healthy weight, regular exercise can help control some of these rhythm problems. It's when we see those rhythm abnormalities that are affecting heart function or which are present in someone whose heart function is poor that we tend to get a lot more worried.
Hmm.
How about those listeners who have an acute angina?
Yeah. So angina is a slightly different issue to a rhythm issue. It's the difference between being a plumber and being an electrician. So angina is more of a flow issue through the arteries of the heart, the coronary arteries. And like any other tissue, the muscle of the heart requires oxygen. And if you're decreasing the oxygen supply, the heart sends out a stress signal, which is angina.
Mm.
And that can happen because of fixed defects, which can be cholesterol buildup, which again relate often to lifestyle issues and smoking and weight, although they're not the only reasons they happen. And in some people, we can see clots forming, and that's when we see a heart attack, where a blood clot forms and it actually blocks off an entire artery, starving that muscle of oxygen, causing it to get distressed and over time potentially causing permanent damage.
I mean, my mother goes back to the doctor every week because he told her that she had acute angina. But I think she misunderstood him.
Mark.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. It just depends on what kind of doctor he is, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tish, boom. Okay. I knew where you were going with that. Hey,
he's
doc,
a single
now,
man.
Now, doctor, if... This is my experience. If I have, this is going to sound weird, if I have two coffees a day, I feel all right. If I have three, I start to head towards a little bit of anxiety. And if I have four, I can literally feel my heart beating.
Yeah, and certainly any sort of stimulant like caffeine can do that in larger doses.
Yeah.
And there's been some nice work that shows that what you're describing is actually pretty much accurate for most people.
Right.
One or two coffees don't tend to change the electrical system.
Yeah.
But once we're getting three, four, five, we can see different areas of the heart get stimulated. The heart can go fast. Abnormal areas can start to fire off extra beats. All sorts of things can happen. But like anything else, coffee is good for you, but in moderation. So one or two a day is the right way to go.
When a sports person is out there stressing the body and the heart as a result, what sort of warning signs, because there's going to be the shortness of breath, everything you associate with exhaustion will come for a sports person at various times if their sport requires that. What is above and beyond the normal that could be called a warning sign that needs to be attended to in terms of heart, the rhythm of the heart and other heart issues?
Look, I think that's a good question because you can blur the lines. You can blur the lines with normal sporting performance and you can blur the lines with people who do have genuine anxiety attacks as well. The things to really look out for is heart rates that are out of keeping with the amount of exercise you're doing. If you're going for a jog and your heart rate's suddenly racing along at 180 and you're feeling your heart pounding in your chest out of keeping to what you would normally expect, if you're getting any dizziness, feeling like you're going to pass out, if you're getting significant chest discomfort, feeling like you've got a pain in the chest or in the jaw or shoulder that happens when you exercise and goes away when you rest, all of these things which are really out of keeping to what we'd normally expect, they're the kind of things that we look out for. And something which comes on suddenly, you know, when we're exercising, our heart rate gradually accelerates. But when we see a rhythm abnormality come on, most of the time we'll see it suddenly change.
We're speaking
so the
with...
rhythm goes...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go for it.
No. Excellent response. We're chatting with Dr. Matt Swale from the Valley Private, of course, Valley Private Hospital. Great supporters of the program. Down there in Mulgrave, Corner Police and Gladstone Road, and not unhappy to... It's not a plug to give people an idea where to go when there might be a problem. It's sort of Dr. Matt. I like when doctors on...
Dr. Matt.
Chris Newman, prior to
Matt is absolutely fine, yeah.
Prior to the start of season 2015, Chris Newman, and it made headlines, heart problem for former Tiger skipper, very dramatic, was taken away from the group, I think only for a week.
Yeah.
It was a very quick turnaround. Can you explain why, even though it is, of course, confronting when you realise that there might be, I'm not saying a heart problem, but an abnormality, why even at the top level, at AFL level, it can be turned around and you can be back playing pretty quickly?
And look, these things depend on the severity of the underlying problem. So we see some sports stars, and there are some famous soccer stars who do this, who have significant rhythm abnormalities that are potentially life-threatening and have defibrillators in and choose to play with defibrillators in. On the other hand, you see rhythm problems which are easily fixable, which can be reversed quickly with medications, at least acutely. And then if you've got the right tools, like we do at the Valley, you can actually treat some of these on a more long-term basis. And there are ways to either use medications or in some cases do what we call ablation, where we find the abnormal circuit and, for want of a better term, we zap the abnormal circuit to make it go away so it's no longer causing a problem. And for some of these circuits, once you get rid of them, they're basically gone and you can go back to life as normal.
Are these day procedures?
Most of them are overnight.
Oh, but still, a one-night stay, it's amazing, isn't it? You're dealing with the heart and a one-night stay could change your life for the good. Very impressive. Dr. Swale, we've got to leave it there, but you have certainly informed and opened the door onto a condition that I understand, Craig and Dr. Swale, is far more common than people give credit to.
I think it is. Thanks for your time, Doc. It's been enlightening.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's the doc from down at the Valley. The Valley Private Hospital, Corner Police and Gladstone Roads in Mulgrave.